It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 16th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't time for the long show. Tesla seems to be halting work at their Shanghai Gigafactory for 2 days. Looks like they're doing that to help curb the spread of COVID as restrictions kick in around some parts of the country, and also with suppliers having an impact. Tesla saying we are actively cooperating with government requirements. We'll see how long that factory is shut down for. Hopefully a short-term thing. Get some new processes in place, or we'll find out more, I'm sure, in the fullness of time. A Tesla hacker saying he has uncovered code in the latest update from them, which points out to a new standard range version of the Model Y. This would be a new version, would back up the EPA listing recently that had 279 miles for this mystery new Model Y. Could it be the new Tesla cells, the 4680s? Could it be a low-range LFP lithium iron phosphate pack? We will wait to find out. Tesla also saying that, ending their relationship with one of their employees who was posting full self-driving beta videos on YouTube. And he posted one of the FSD system not working particularly well, crashing into a bollard. Yes, that's rather less good. Tesla saying that you may no longer work here. He says he will carry on posting videos on YouTube although borrowing friends' cars, of course, to spread the word and help Tesla fix bugs, he says. Yeah, that's less good. Painting your employer in a bad light, I suppose. Now, the world car of the year. It's down to three vehicles. It's either going to be an electric car, because it's going to be the Mach-E, the Ioniq 5, or the Kia EV6. Yeah, what do we always say? Electric cars are just better. New Kia Sportage plug-in hybrid range revealed now. 43 miles WLTP, or 48 miles on the city cycle, and that should cover most daily commutes and shopping needs. It's got a 70 kilowatts electric motor, 14 kilowatt hour battery pack, and it will AC charge your home on 7.2 kilowatts. BMW want to sell over 2 million EVs by the end of 25 and have an annual run rate of 1.5 million by 2030. And they're talking about the cars that will get them there, like the new BMW i7. That comes by the end of the year. 600 horsepower and the most powerful version of that gorgeous 7 Series luxury car will be the all-electric version, unveiled April 20th. Mercedes-Benz talking about the EQE, the baby brother to the EQS, now available to buy in Europe. There's either the 350 spec or the AMG EQE 43 4MATIC. 0 to 64 seconds, 90 kilowatt hour battery, 410 miles of range, or 660 kilometers, and 170 kilowatt fast charging. Hell of a car. Huge specs, but of course a big price as well. Cadillac going to production, customer car production for the Lyriq, and it starts next Monday, March 21st. If you want to get your hands on that vehicle, customer orders reopen May 19th. So a couple of months to wait on that, but when you do, it's still priced at $59,990. Which, with the recent price increases of the Model Y, going over $60,000 now, and how loaded the Lyriq is, makes it definitely worth a vehicle you should at least consider, have a look at, and test drive. The UK is continuing their plug-in van grant for another 2 years to help businesses wean themselves off of diesel. And the scooter, the moped company, Gogoro, following up news of their recent solid-state EV batteries with a new platform, which will mean the vehicles, their mopeds, are more connected than ever before. They can monitor the batteries, you can see where the vehicle is, the charging, locking, unlocking, etc. That company seems to be on a bit of a rip right now. That's your show for today. See you tomorrow.